Kyle Bentley, Kenny Watson's the team manager, I heard on TV. But then the rumor is that perhaps you're the team manager.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Kenny's getting old in his age, and I think his hearing's maybe going out, so I don't think he heard Georgia in an interview. So I don't think he was able to correct her. But, yeah, he could be the team manager. It's all good. There's no titles here.
Yeah. Listen, why can't all nationals be like this one, right? From the track to the crowd to the viewing. I don't know if it's the fourth holiday. I mean, I'm not American, so I think I'm non-biased. I don't think it's the fourth holiday, but this is a great race.
Yeah, great, great event, great venue. I mean, the best fans in the on the planet. I believe. I wish they would get a designations here. I think it'd be a good showing.
I think it's coming.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, good showing. Fans are always into it. They're partying all day long, and it was a good day.
Garbage day for your team, though. Tickle crashed first turn, first moto, second moto. He must have crashed somewhere. And Bogle had a decent first moto and just a bad day.
Yeah, bad day. Tickle had actually had to get off in the second time practice right before the finish line. He high-sided and jammed his shoulder into the ground pretty good. So he was doubtful to even race. He said he'd give it a go, and we taped him up. And he went out there and, crashed in the first turn and came from dead last and able to score a few points. And then
screwed me on the Nickway fantasy.
Yeah, you were telling me to radio in and tell him to throw the anchor out so he
back
didn't
it down.
So he didn't pass away, back it down, that fantasy stuff.
Right.
And then, he crashed, and then second moto just, he wasn't sore and tender. And
so he didn't go down. It was more like just I'm beat up.
Yeah, beat up, bad start, savage what we can. Ended up getting 7 points, and, that's a win for him. Bogle first moto, he was up there running with the boys, and then I think he just cramped up or got tied and fell back a little bit, and then two good starts from him, and then second moto he ran up there for a while with the leaders and then kind of lost touch and then just ran a decent race and finished seventh. So I think 9-7 for 8 overall in the day. So he's fifth in points, and we're going to try to get both guys in the top 5 for the end of the season. And
you've had some good races, Bogle winning the moto, Tickle making the podiums. Like, so I think overall today suck balls, but overall, like, a good outdoor season for you guys, and you're getting a lot of yellow up front combined with those idiots over there.
Yeah, the JGR guys and us, we collaborate on a bunch of stuff, and we've come up with some new engine specs, and the bikes are good, so you're seeing a lot of yellow out front early, and we just get the guys to finish up there, it'll be good. But yeah, for us as a team, we have some battles to win, and we continue to make strides to improve each weekend with the guys we have. And the ultimate goal is to put both guys in the top 5 for the end of the series.
You want to talk about how you get time to do a Vital MX Q&A, but not the podcast?
Yeah, you the effort wasn't there for you. Okay. I only got one text, and it was only like, okay, cool guy, and that was it.
Yeah.
But I did score 626 points in fantasy today, so it was
you
a
did?
Big day. Yeah, big day.
Who came through for you?
Oh, a lot of guys. I didn't even know half the guys that scored points for me.
Thanks for telling Tickle not to back it down there.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.